On this episode of Home Theater News Review, Best Buy and CNET have a new relationship. Hisense has a new ultra-short throw projector, and we'll tell you where you can pre-order it first. Acoustic Transducer Company announces a limited edition speaker. LG Display has started mass production of the world's first 480Hz OLED panel. Sonos redesigns its app. And a new preamp hits the market with a price tag that will make your head spin. Of course, we take a ride in the time machine. We'll also cover disc news, numbers, deals, and more. Today is April 29, 2024. Welcome to this week's edition of HTNR, the only podcast dedicated to keeping you up to date with everything that's happening in the world of home theater. My name is Todd Anderson, editor at the home theater forum, avnirvana.com, and your host here on HTNR. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and of course, iTunes. If you like what you hear, spread the word and definitely leave us a review, as that helps others find us on those various platforms. And of course, come hang out on the friendliest home theater forum on the planet. That is our community over at avnirvana.com. And before we kick things off, I'd like to officially welcome two new sponsors to the AV Nirvana family. RSL Speakers is now an official sponsor of our forum, so thank you so much, RSL. And Faber Acoustical, makers of Signal Scope X, is now an official sponsor of our Bass Hunters YouTube show. So great to have both of you on board. Okay, you know that sound. It's time for a quick look at happenings on this day in TV, film, and technology. Do you remember a 2016 war film called Hacksaw Ridge? Well, today is the day that conscientious objector Desmond Doss, who was the subject of that film, saved 75 wounded soldiers in the Battle of Okinawa at Hacksaw Ridge. That happened in 1945, and that is a great watch, by the way. Fast forward to 1953, and the Los Angeles ABC affiliate KECA-TV became the first U.S.-based channel to broadcast in 3D. Who knew it was happening that long ago? This was only a test run, though, and it featured an episode of a TV show called Space Patrol that ran from 1950 to 1955. April 29, 2018, so we're just about 6 years ago, The Simpsons passed Gunsmoke, taking the crown of having the highest number of episodes of any TV series ever. The show is now in its 35th season and has 765 episodes in its catalog. And during this past week on April 23rd, 2005, the first video was uploaded to YouTube. It was called Me at the Zoo. It featured one of YouTube's co-founders standing at the San Diego Zoo with some elephants in the backdrop. I've watched this video. It's nothing special, but it has been viewed 318 million times. Here's a few notable birthdays for today. Actor and comedian Jerry Seinfeld turned 70 years old. One of the great all-time TV sitcoms. Seinfeld, just love that one. Daniel Day-Lewis turns 67 years old. Michelle Pfeiffer, she turns 66. And Uma Thurman is 54. That is a big list of heavyweight names. All right, time to dig into the top stories in the world of home theater, and we're kicking things off with news that Best Buy and CNET are teaming up to create a new retail media model. According to Adweek, the two companies are combining their ad inventory, allowing advertisers to directly measure the impact of advertising on purchasing decisions. CNET's product reviews and top picks will also be placed in Best Buy stores and across its website. The ultimate goal is to make it easier for shoppers to find new tech products and feel confident about what they're purchasing. And this actually marks the first time that a publisher and a retailer have combined data in this way. And I think if it works, it's probably something that we're going to see a lot more of. Adweek says the companies have been working out details for roughly a year. They have a reported 50 million unique visitors per month, 5 million of which overlap. And according to a month-long survey where CNET content was displayed nationally across Best Buy's in-store TV walls, 86% of shoppers said The content made them more confident in their purchases. So perhaps they're onto something, and the timing of this really could not be better for Best Buy. They recently reported their 2023 sales numbers and revenues. While they landed at $43.5 billion for the year, they were 6% down from 2022, and I believe 2022 was nearly as much down as that as compared to 2021. Sonos has revealed its most extensive app redesign ever, and they're saying it's to help music fans navigate what they're calling a fragmented streaming landscape, making it easier for owners of Sonos S2 products to organize playlists, stations, and albums from over 100 streaming services. The update isn't quite ready for prime time, but it must be getting really close because Sonos says it's going to go live next week on May 7th, both on their mobile app and desktop controller platforms. You can expect to see a redesigned and customizable home screen, a search bar on the home screen that makes it easy to search for content across all of your preferred streaming apps, and quick access to system controls and playback zones by swiping up from the bottom of the home screen. Sonos says the redesign, quote, prioritizes a listening experience that's human, allowing you to bring your true favorites front and center and giving you more control to make your streaming experience your own, end quote. The company reports that its music systems are used in more than 15 million homes today. Hisense has revealed its latest ultra short throw projector, the PX3 Pro. This is the company's first laser model of 2024 and boasts an adjustable 80 to 150 inch screen size with onboard sound powered by 50 watt Harman Kardon speakers. It can reach 110% of BT2020 color space. It offers 3000 ANSI lumens of brightness, has Dolby Vision compatibility, and a native contrast ratio of 3000 to 1. Hisense says the PX3 Pro can be used in both dark and well-lit rooms. It also has Google TV integration for access to streaming services like Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, with support for IMAX Enhanced, HDR 10 Plus, and polarized 3D. So I've seen this kind of gear in action. It's not a direct one-to-one replacement for large screen TVs. We're talking, you know, 80-inch to 100-inch TVs. But if you're looking to throw a 100-inch or more image in your media room, this is a really good option because it's affordable. Now, AV Nirvana affiliate partner ProjectorScreen.com reached out to me after I published this story on our website, and they said, hey, by the way, we're the exclusive launch partner for this projector, and we're going to have it available for pre-order before any other retailer. So if you'd like to pre-order this particular short throw projector with ProjectorScreen.com, look for a link down in the show notes. The price is $3,499. The acoustic transducer company, ATC, is celebrating 50 years in the industry with a special limited edition active stand mount loudspeaker. It's called the SCM20ASL. Now, you'll have to head over to AV Nirvana's homepage to catch a glimpse of this speaker because it is absolutely gorgeous. We're talking high gloss lacquer finish, leather wrapped speaker baffles, and anodized silver exterior alloy components on the backside. They are really, really snazzy looking. Driver wise, it carries a 6-inch mid bass driver paired with a 1-inch dual suspension tweeter. And because this speaker is active, that means its power is on board. You don't need an offboard amplifier. It carries Class AB MOSFET power amplifiers capable of delivering 200 watts and 50 watts of continuous power to the driver array. So that 200 would be going to the mid-bass driver, 50 up to the tweeter. To support the reveal of the SCM20ASL, ATC has produced a small, man, we're talking very small, limited run of its 12-inch active subwoofer, the C4 Sub Mark II Limited Edition. This is strictly limited to just 20 units, and the sub features a matching gloss blue cabinet, a leather-covered baffle, and silver anodized amp hardware. And this sub also looks really, really good to the eyes. The speakers cost $13,999 per pair, and the sub is going to run you just about a dollar short of $10,000. LG Displays says it's begun mass production of the world's first 480 hertz OLED panel. It's capable of 480 frames per second at 1080p resolution and 240 frames per second in 4K. LG Display is calling this new panel technology Dynamic Frequency and Resolution, or DFR, touting its ability for users to prioritize between refresh rate and resolution by adjusting image processing speed. This is a 31.5-inch gaming OLED panel, and like LG Display's current top-of-the-line OLED panel designed just for TV use, this new gaming panel features MLA, or micro lens array, technology, which shifts more of the panel's generated light to a viewer. And lastly, here's a little peek into the world of high-end audio. Technical Audio Devices Laboratory, which you may know as TAD, has revealed the new flagship preamplifier that's part of its reference series of gear. The unit's chassis is constructed from a 33-millimeter thick aluminum ingot, which is cast as a solid mass of metal, and that houses a bunch of hardware that comprises fully balanced circuitry and a dual mono design. And you can read all about it on our homepage. It's just full of all kinds of audiophile jargon. The bottom line is that it's scheduled to begin shipping in June for the low, low price of $68,500. Of course, you won't find this one in your local Best Buy. You'll need to go to TAD's website and find a dealer near you. New to disc this week, we have the Oceans Trilogy. That's Oceans 11, 12, and 13, all landing on 4K UHD. The reboot of Mean Girls is arriving on Blu-ray and 4K UHD. We also have Dakota Johnson in Madam Web on 4K. And I just have to say right now, just because I'm reading these off does not mean I necessarily endorse these movies. Disney Home Entertainment is releasing Blu-ray and 4K UHD editions of Andor, the complete first season, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, the complete series. So if you still have a Star Wars itch that needs to be scratched, those are launching on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. And for those Oro 3D fans looking for some content, The Beekeeper, which we talked about last week and was featured on last week's Base Hunters episode, that is now available on a region-free 4K Oro 3D disc. Though if you live in the United States, you're going to need to order this internationally. DVD sales remain insanely dominant across all three formats, those being DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K UHD, where we find DVD sales accounting for 70% of sales for the week ending April 20th. 4K sales only accounted for 7.6% of the pie during that same period. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom remains the best-selling disc, followed by The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, Migration, and number five is Frankenstein, our good friend Oppenheimer. I don't know why I keep tabs on Oppenheimer. I'm just fascinated by the fact that it just seems to be hanging in there so well. It is firmly entrenched at number seven. You might remember last week it was at number seven. If we look purely at 4K disc sales, The Abyss is back to number one, followed by Aliens. Oppenheimer is back at three. Aquaman is four, and Dune Part One, that's a smart buy, is landing right there at number five. And now remember, Dune Part Two lands on May 14th. So its impact on these numbers won't be reported until later in May. And that reminds me, our next Base Hunters episode, Dune Part 2, is all finished, ready to load up onto YouTube. It's going to go live sometime tomorrow on April 30th. So keep your eye out for that. JustWatch.com says the movie streaming landscape has officially changed again. Last week's number one, The Greatest Hits, out of the top 10, it's replaced by Late Night with the Devil, which you may remember had made a huge leap to the number two spot last week. Anyone But You is number two. And our most recent Base Hunters film, Beekeeper, is number three. And the top five is rounded out by The Zone of Interest and a resurgent Oppenheimer. He's back into the top five in movie streaming. And if you're looking for the hottest streaming TV show, go to Amazon and dial up Fallout. That series remains at number one, followed by last week's number two, Shogun. Topping off Dune Part 2's April arrival to the Kaleidoscape platform, we have the kill-happy film Monkey Man up for download on the system. That's at $24.99, and that's for the 4K UHD version. A film about an adventure racing team that adopts a stray dog during its trek across the Dominican Republic called Arthur the King has also found its way to Kscape in 4K. And the Kscape movie store has special pricing on franchise movie bundles featuring favorites such as Fast and Furious, Jurassic World, Top Gun, The Godfather, Mission Impossible, and The Bourne Ultimatum. Head over to Kaleidoscape's movie store for more information. And before we dive into disc deals, I just realized I completely skipped over Michael Scott's recent reviews. He had four titles published last week. We have Doom Patrol on Blu-ray, Rolling Thunder on 4K Ultra HD, Monolith on Blu-ray, and Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 2, that on 4K Ultra HD. And I will tell you right now, he gives two of those his Best Buy recommendation. Okay, now for disc deals of the week. Blade Runner 2049 on 4K UHD is just $15.99. A classic home theater film, not to mention a killer demo flick, Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow is also on sale in 4K UHD for $14.99. And don't forget, the 4K version of that film has altered base elements as compared to the original Blu-ray copy. If that matters to you, you can still score the film on Blu-ray for just 8 cents less, $14.91. If you want the hot and heavy base at the beginning of the movie, go buy the Blu-ray version. You won't be disappointed. And last but not least, Christopher Nolan's Inception. That's on 4K. Can be had for just $16.99. Links to all of those deals are right down in the description below. And let's finish things off with a highly affordable AV receiver, the Onkyo TX SR3100. It's a 5.2 channel receiver that allows you to run three front channels in either side surround or height channels for Atmos immersive sound. And if you do run a five channel bed layer, you can virtualize Atmos and DTS playback for some sense of audio immersion. It has HDMI 2.1 inputs and outputs, so you can use it with modern gaming systems and both 4K 120Hz and 8K 60Hz sources of content. And onboard Bluetooth gives you access to streaming from your preferred device. Power-wise, it's rated at 80 watts per channel, two channels driven, so you'll need to pair it with speakers that are fairly easy to drive. The key here, though, is the price. Normally, this receiver is $399. Right now, you can score it on Amazon for just $349. I'll drop a link to that deal of the week in the description below. And if you'd like to support AV Nirvana and this podcast, go down there and click on that. And with that, it's time to call this one a show. Be good to each other out there, and I'll see you on the forum at avnirvana.com.